Coming up on this episode of Trillionaire Mindset, Elon Musk appoints a new CEO to Twitter.com.
George Soros really stepped in at this time. Let's find out how.
Yeah, Elon goes after George Soros.
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
Oh, fuck.
Also, Sam Altman gets hauled into Congress. Let's hear what he has to say.
He didn't get his hiney spanked, but he did.
They'll find out.
Oh, they'll find out. Okay.
Welcome back to Monkey at the Beat, man.
Kramer, when I get done with you,
yeah. Are you ready?
Fill me up, you know. Bitcoin solves this.
Bitcoin 100,000.
Oh, now we're starting. Okay, wow. It's another day. Man, so much has happened this week.
So much has happened that Ben has now become an iPad boy.
I'm an iPad guy.
iPad boy, I would say.
iPad boy. Steve Jobs was he cremated?
We'll let you know when you become an iPad man. Two iPad boys enter, one iPad man leaves.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, Steve Jobs would be proud. I hope I did him proud.
Would
Took
he?
Me a while. Yeah, he would. He would. He'd be proud. Did he starve himself when he had pancreatic cancer? Wasn't that his?
You know, you ask me these things, like I know.
It was a major thing. It was like a point that's kind of part of the reason why he died is because he didn't go Western medicine style. He went the other way. He went hippie
Eastern
style.
Medicine style.
No, not Eastern. Just hippie style.
Hippie style. He said, yeah. You know what, Doc? I'm going to do this one hippie style. And he put his sunglasses on like Will Smith in MIB. He said, you know the difference between me and you, Doc?
I'm going to put 1,000.
I make this look good.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm going to put 1,000 songs in your pocket.
Oh, that would be good. You know the difference between me and you, Doc? I'm going to put 1,000 songs in your pocket.
Yeah. And the doctor's like, you parked in the handicap space. Because he famously used to do that.
And he said, what?
Oh, folks, check the disclaimer in the description box. You know the fucking drill. I shouldn't cuss right in the middle, huh? In the beginning. Well, we can bleep that. Oh, geez. You know, you guys keep asking me, when is the credit card website coming?
When it's ready. That's when it'll come.
There are a lot of things that need to happen. Just relax. Just calm down, okay? We got a long episode ahead of us. There's a lot of things that need to happen, all right? A lot of people need to check different
Here's
boxes.
Here's what I would do if I was you.
What? Not respond?
Or just...
block everyone?
Wait, you say it every week.
It's yeah, because like, I keep thinking, but then they come back and they're like, you got to
so
add
just,
this and
just
add
wait.
This. And I'm like, okay.
Just wait. How about that?
As usual, the Trader Treehouse is humming along nicely. there's that. So also, the biggest news today... Two days from now for us, but today for you guys, Friday, it's live now if you're watching this. We got some new merch that done dropped. Well, I hope somebody picks it up.
Can I get a bigger shirt? I want to strangle him with it.
But this is, we got, it's beach, summer beach vibes.
Also spring break vibes, baby.
If you live near the beach, you're going to want to wear it to your beach days and your pool parties.
There's a tons of other stuff too. There's hats, there's tote bags, there is another t-shirt. It's very cool, and the coolest thing is we took some fucking cool pictures that you're going to
cream yourselves.
You guys are really going to like them, honestly. We captured some good stuff, and wow, I can't believe that landed on the fucking thing.
You nailed that, man. That's like...
today's my fucking day,
it all is, right? It is. Also, we have some huge news.
Wait. Yeah, we do have some huge news.
New York's...
let's not spoil it.
I thought we're... what are you talking about?
You want to find out what's going on.
Jesus Christ. Yeah? What? What? What?
Follow us?
No, we got to tell them what it's for, though.
We don't. It's going to...
don't be cheap. Let's...
all right, fine. I'm just a cheap whore who wants to...
we're doing another show live.
We're not... we don't know yet.
No. Okay, don't listen to him. We're doing another live show, New York City, July 11th. Okay?
And if you want to get tickets, follow us on Instagram. We're going to post all the links there.
Yeah, we're going to post the link. The last one sold out within a couple minutes. So if you want to go and you're a big crybaby and you missed the last one because you got slow thumbs, maybe be on the lookout. Which I don't know when we're going to post it. We might post it Sunday. I don't know. And for all the people who didn't watch the episode, maybe we should post it Sunday. Cause more people. Well, who cares? It doesn't matter. Yeah, we'll post it Sunday. Fuck.
Or Monday.
Or Monday. Who? You don't know.
It literally could. We might fucking never post it. We might just do it for nobody.
We're going to go. I remember.
Truly no skin off my back.
Radiohead with the In Rainbows tour. They did this shitty thing where they said it was to discourage scalpers. And they said, oh, we're going to put the tickets on sale at some point between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. They went on sale at 7 a.m.
That's what we're doing.
Stayed up all night. I downloaded a thing that auto refreshes Firefox and I ended up seeing him. It was great.
So we'll put him online somewhere.
Online. That's how he sounded. Did you hear that?
I am actually really excited. We have got a very cool poster made for it by our very special friend, Philip Matteries.
Yeah, a.k.a. William Prisone.
And you guys are going to love it. I'm very excited for you to see it. God, that was a lot of freaking shit up top.
Holy fuck.
Are we still promoting shit?
Oh, no, we're done. Okay. See, I always feel bad doing this. If there's a new listener or something or a new viewer,
they're like, Jesus
Christ, is this the whole fucking show?
Promoting shit?
And if you are new here, welcome. Sincerely, welcome.
And now we're about to get into the second tier of promo shit. Now, this stuff is not related to us. We're just talking about stuff we like.
Yeah, the actual thing. Now we're getting into the meat. But one more
thing. No. These are things we're just promoting.
No, one more thing. I do need to ask everybody to do me a huge motherfucking favor and leave a comment on the YouTube channel on this episode. Because, you know, it's been sparse lately, and I want to know what people think.
The comments have
been? I want to know. Yes, I want people to give to criticize.
No, tell us. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, make them all negative this time.
No.
Yeah, let's make them negative.
I feel like maybe nice ones are the way.
Nice
to go.
Ones. So here's what you're gonna do. You're gonna give it a thumbs up, but then you're also gonna leave a negative comment.
Why?
There we go. And only about him.
No, I hate that. No,
that's how we're gonna do it.
I don't do that. I'm more sensitive than Ben.
Oh, anyway, so folks, oh boy, what a week. I mean, it is the week of Elon Musk, really. Isn't it?
He'd like to think every week is, but
every
this
week
one,
is
he really made a splash, didn't he?
Yeah, he really did. He did. He.
What's the first?
I don't even know where
we
to
got,
start.
Probably Linda Yaccarina, huh?
That's how you say the last name?
I don't know.
I thought it was Yaccarina.
I see a name like that, and I said, "What is that? The fourth Animaniac?" I'm allowed to say it. I'm Italian.
Wait, what were the Animaniacs' names? And were they Italian?
No, but they're all like Yakko Smirnov.
It's like, yeah, shit, Zacko. Okay, who fucking cares?
Who cares?
The Animaniacs was a show on the WB, and there was Yakko, Minerva, Slappy, Rita.
No, those what weren't the fuck? Animaniacs.
Yeah, well, Yakko, oh yeah, Yakko, Wacko. I remember Mr. Skullhead.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, it was a show on the WB.
And
right?
Katie Kaboom, ay ay ay, Hachi Machi. I'd like to see if she could fit her fist in my mouth, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Elon Musk finally did as I predicted. I mean, he said that he was
what are you talking
I didn't,
about? Predicted?
I predicted that he was going to do it within a certain time frame. And he did. So, you know what? I'd just like to scratch that and say that I didn't predict shit. I'm
right.
An idiot. Anyway.
It's okay. So he said he was going to name. It was actually like immediate. He was like, within the next 6 weeks, I'm going to name a CEO. He's going to take over. And then he was like, it's Linda Yaccarino from NBC Universal.
Do you think it had anything to do with their conversation that they had at that...
In Miami?
Yeah. It was like the ad... What was that? An ad festival?
Welcome.
Did you get your bracelet for the ad festival? It's just all ads. That would actually...
So
would
what
be
Ben is referring to is she interviewed him at... I don't know exactly what it is. Some kind of... I don't know what it was. Some kind of conference.
Yeah. She was schooling him on why advertisers have pulled out of Twitter.
I'm also pretty sure she let him know a while ago that, hey, I'm interested in being the CEO.
Oh.
And I think more than anything, it's a signal that he's admitting he was wrong without actually having to do it by Because he took over and he was like, we're going all subs. Advertising's not as important as you think it is. We're gonna have 69 million subs by 2023, and we'll have like 200 million by 2020, whatever the fuck.
Are those real numbers?
I'm pretty sure you said the 69 million thing, because of course you fucking did.
Little did he know it would become cringe to get a blue check mark for the most part, depending on who you are. Some people got it because they needed it. But
it's like a stain on your... on your profile now.
Which is really annoying. Like, come on, everybody, relax. It's this animator guy that I know and love who does the show Smiling Friends on HBO. And if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's so good.
Funny.
He got one because to help promote his show. Like, come on. Because you get priority.
Sure.
And, yeah.
But that's the thing. So now when you click on anything, you have to scroll past all the blue checks that are going like, you know, saying horrible things, and then you're like, okay, and now here's where the normal stuff happens.
Hey, guy.
But yeah, so it kind of seems like he's being like, okay, maybe that wasn't a good idea, because he has now tapped Linda Yaccarino, who was the chief of advertising at NBC Universal.
Yeah.
Who
really?
Has...
She was there for 11 years.
Deep relationships with all these advertisers and brands and everything, and truly thinks advertising is the way to bring in revenue.
She's not wrong.
Yeah. And I mean, she worked through kind of the hard period of TV transitioning online, all that stuff. She knows her stuff.
Elon said that she will focus primarily on business operations while I focus on product design and new technology.
And did you see he also wrote Sys Ops, but it looked like PsyOps. I've seen it printed even in some publications. I think people think he's
SYS Ops?
Yeah.
Like system operations.
Right. But it looks like PsyOps when you're reading quickly.
What do they think, that he did that on purpose or something?
I don't know. It was just a stupid way to write it. And like, literally, I think it was in the Washington Post or something, or somewhere. It was just a mistake on their part.
Interestingly, she's not the first and only woman that he's tapped to helm his companies. I did not know this. There's a woman named Gwynne Shotwell who runs SpaceX as president and CEO. COO, sorry. And she's actually, it's funny because you never hear about it, but, and yet, I guess within the industry, she is credited as being the key to SpaceX's success.
I got a lot of SpaceX.
SpaceX's success. Damn, that is hard to say. SpaceX's successes. Fuck.
All my SpaceX's live in Texas. Anyway.
Well, and then there was Robin Denholm, who's the chairman of Tesla, chairwoman of Tesla. I think he's still chairman, chairperson.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be chairperson.
Yeah. I read it as chairman still. But.
Well, that's what's funny about the new hierarchy at Twitter is
he's the owner.
Well, he's the executive chairman still.
Right.
So I believe she reports to him.
Yeah.
But he reports to her.
In his other capacity.
As.
Head of PsyOps.
Chief technology officer.
Jesus. What a fucking.
So he's going to be like, hey, I'd like to make sure we're putting more racist stuff on the front page. And she's like, no, you can't. And then he's like,
This is
the executive chairman speaking. Yeah. We're going to put more racist stuff on the homepage.
He truly can just go around anything. I'm sure that he'll play ball with her, because he now knows that he can't. I think he's going to talk a big game, but then actually tone it down. When push comes to shove, advertisers don't want to be. This is what she told him. They don't want to be associated with a brand that's known for what it's become known for now. No matter what he says, even if he says, like, well, there's actually a reduction of white supremacy and shit like that.
Curious.
Yeah, curious. It doesn't matter.
But
also, 625 of the top 1,000 advertisers on Twitter have so far bailed, and their revenues have dropped 60% from October to January.
Curious.
Yeah, it's almost like, I will say, There is something to be said for a lot of these advertisers seem to be bailing kind of because it's just him, right?
I don't know. I think
that's the sense that I get. And not necessarily that it's content that they're scared of being associated with.
I think it depends who you'd ask. I think there's probably some people who are like, okay, this is proof that advertisers are woke, right?
Right.
But it's the, for anyone who uses the app, it's very clear that the app is different now. I think advertisers probably don't want their products next to a lot of the stuff, right? Dude, my app, the amount of times I have to say not interested in this just because I don't want to see fucking street fights all the time is like...
Weird. Street fights.
Like so much fighting. Huh. So many fight videos. So it's, but then there's also probably people who are like, yeah, I don't know if we want my ad being next to the thing where it's like an edited graph that makes it look like black on white crime is disproportionately high or whatever, because
curious
Elon is replying to end wokeness to be like, wow, we should look into this.
Oh man, Yeah, mine is just when I do the for you thing, it's mostly a lot of right wingers. It's Jack Posobiec and it's Mike Cernovich and it's other grade A dipshits.
Wait, that's how you say it? Posobiec? What'd you say?
Posobiec.
Posobiec?
Yeah, but Posobiec.
That dude's in my shit
all the time. And they're shitty, despicable people. But so there was that. Elon did that, and then
wait, did you also? So it just goes. It reminded me because you were talking about the other female chiefs at his companies.
Yeah, didn't he? And he fucked one of them and had twins with her. So I wonder if he's got it going on with her too, because now he's in. Elon Musk is now on Nick Cannon mode, where he's just baby crazy, and it's now a turn on for him.
Yeah, I mean, did you see how stoked he was when he found out De Niro was doing it again?
He was like,
we love seeing studs at 79.
Yeah, we'll get to that part, by the way. We've got all his weird tweets and shit, because he's so fucking weird right now.
But I was going to, did you see people talking about the glass cliff thing?
No.
Do you know what the glass cliff is?
No.
It's this thing from this theory from 2005 about how when women CEOs are brought on, it's often they're put in a position where the company is already failing. So people are, ugh, what?
That sucks.
Yeah. Here, wait, I don't want to fuck this up. So basically they're saying that women were more likely to be appointed to leadership roles in times of crisis. And as a result, were more likely to fail.
Melissa, what's her name? The Yahoo.
That's one. Yep. So examples include Carly Fiorina at HP, Marissa Mayer at Yahoo, Sue Grove, who took over as CEO of Bed Bath & Beyond last year amid falling sales. Yeah. So
do we have any positive turnaround stories? Some feel-good stories? Give me something feel-good, man. Nothing? Women are bad at business, what Emile DeRosa has just said.
Check the tape.
Well, Melissa...
That's not the point. The point is that they get either that they're only considered when the company's already in a bad position,
yeah,
or they like to be like, oh, you know, but women are saying we can handle companies when times are good as well.
Of course they can.
Yeah.
Well, what's her name? Meg.
But you were saying, you know, that this woman is being credited as, what was it, Tesla or SpaceX?
Yeah. Gwynne Shotwell at SpaceX.
But he's not acting in a way. And as we're going to get into, he's not acting in a way where he's like, oh, I'm going to make it easy for Linda Yaccarino.
Yeah.
He seems to be acting in a way that might make it quite difficult to get some of these advertisers back.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So he did, they had their annual share, Tesla had their annual shareholder meeting this week. And then I believe immediately thereafter, he granted an interview to CNBC. What was the guy's name? The interviewer? Who cares? Can't get it?
I can see his fucking face.
It was...
with his little blazer on. Just an absolute fucking... It's like the... It's funny, in the wake of the Trump thing, seeing it... All these... Most of these mainstream journalists are so fucking bad at their job.
Uh-huh.
Elon is like stepping on his own dick, and this guy can't like...
Let him do it?
Just can't produce a rebuttal.
Yeah.
I mean,
just more of like a, wow, it's really interesting that you do that. Why?
Yeah,
why do you do that?
But, I mean...
You'll see.
Yeah.
Let's play the first clip. And we'll maybe have to cut around it, but I really
want to. Yeah, we should cut around it because it's so crazy, but so we'll just have to bear with the fact that it is 4 minutes and 15 seconds long. Yeah, maybe we could just cut around it.
Let's talk some shit. So here. Soros.
Well, I'm looking for it because I want to make sure I quote it properly. But I mean, you know what you wrote, but you basically.
I said it reminds me of Magneto. This is like, you know, calm down, people.
Pause it. Fuck. We need our own control here to be able to. But first of all, so he's talking about. And we'll get into this a little
also,
bit.
Also, I want to note there is a part that gets cut off here where Elon makes him look a little silly because he's talking about, he's bringing up conspiracy theories. And Elon points out the fact that, you know, well, some of these conspiracy theories do turn out to be true. Uh-huh. And the guy's just like, well, yeah, sure. I wasn't prepared for that.
Jesus. So. What happened this week also was famous Jew,
Ben
George,
oh.
George Soros, famous billionaire Jew, right-wing boogeyman George Soros liquidated his shares of, it was only like $16 million worth of Tesla shares.
Only $16 million bucks.
Yeah, which is a drop in the bucket. And it just so happens that right after that news became public when all the filings were updated, Elon Musk took to Twitter to say that that George Soros reminds him of Magneto, the character from the X-Men who is a villain, who also happens to be a Jewish Holocaust survivor, just like George Soros. So anyway, yeah, let's continue.
Made a pivotal case out of it.
You also, you said he wants to erode the very fabric of civilization and Soros hates humanity. Like, when you do something like that, do you
think
about...
Yeah, I think
that's
true. That's my opinion.
Okay, but why share it? Why share it? Especially because, I mean... Why share it when people who buy Teslas may not agree with you? Advertisers on Twitter may not agree with you. Why not just say, hey, I think this. You can tell me. We can talk about it over
there. Okay, pause it for a second. This is such a fucking shitty line of questioning. Like, why share it? Because he fucking wants to. He's allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants. The real problem is, like, and he never gets to it at all, is he's doing these dog whistly things. He's not stating anything anti-Semitic outright.
Right.
But everyone knows what he means. When they go like, "Up, George Soros, there's a fucking Jewish conspiracy, it's all this fucking bullshit."
Yeah, and I get that. I kind of disagree, and we're going to be talking about a bunch here, but I just would like to side note, look at the difference between their eyes. The guy on the left has human eyes. The interviewer has very human eyes that you can see warmth and life behind. Elon Musk's eyes, for the audio listener, are dead as a fucking... a possum, like a fully dead possum, not even playing possum. There's something, and don't give me that, well, because he's a fucking alien from another world. An alien wouldn't be pursuing these kind of trivial things. He'd be like acting like Jesus Christ, trying to solve meaningful problems, not selling electric cars. So suck my dick there.
There does seem to be something going on weird with his face.
I think he probably has Botox.
Oh, because his top lip like doesn't fucking move.
You know what? The other thing I've noticed about him, he doesn't touch his lips together when he speaks. He touches his top teeth to his bottom lip like this. Tesla. That's how he does.
His top lip doesn't move. Yeah. It's fucking disconcerting.
He talks like this, and that's how he it drives me insane. God. Okay. So he tweeted about George Soros, and he's just such a big bratty child that his response is, well, because I can say whatever I want. Yeah, of course you can, brother.
Right. That's you know what I think the problem is?
Oh, there's just one?
I think this is the main problem.
Which is?
I think that we're watching him have a temper tantrum because.
Absolutely.
Because he was like, if I become the richest man in the world. That means I'm king of the world. I can do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became the richest man in the world. And he's like, wait, I can't do whatever I want. I can't say the N-word without any repercussions.
I don't think that was one of his things.
I do think it is. I think he's so pissed that he can't say like the K-word.
I think that he's...
And you're watching him just freak out right now.
I think that he's pissed because he wants to be... He used to be so revered and liked and admired by everyone. And now that's no longer the case because he opened his big fucking mouth. And has to... The richest man in the world should be just you could be so much more different and classy. Not a fucking circa 2002 LAN party gamer nerd. Okay, like he just wants to use gamer words so bad he can't do it, but he wants to.
But that's the problem. That's what he is. He's the circa 2002.
Yeah, he's stuck there permanently, and he's trying to. Let's
continue. Like when you see someone in their 40s and you're like, oh, why do you dress like that? And it's like, oh, because that's how you just stop dressing.
Yeah.
You in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Tell your friends, but why share it widely?
I mean, this is freedom of speech. I'm allowed to say what I want.
You absolutely are, but I'm trying to understand why you do, because you have to know it's got a. It puts you in the middle of the partisan divide in the country. It makes you a lightning rod for criticism. I mean, do you like that?
Of course, he does.
People today are saying he's an anti-Semite. I don't think you are.
No, I'm definitely. I'm like a pro-Semite.
That's a funny retort.
I believe that probably is the case. Yes. But why would you even introduce the idea then? That would be
because
the
I'm
case.
A fucking moron.
I mean, we don't want to make this a George Soros interview.
No, God no. I don't want to at all. But I'm trying. Even came up though in the annual meeting. I mean, you know, do your tweets hurt the company? Are there Tesla owners who say I don't agree with his political position because, and I know it because he shares so much of it? Or are there advertisers on Twitter that Linda Yaccarino will come and say, you got to stop, man? Or, you know, I can't get these ads because of some of the things you tweet.
He's pausing. I'm processing, thinking.
It's so thinking, long.
It's so fucking, okay, we get it. You're a genius.
You know, I'm reminded of. The scene in The Princess Bride.
Pause it.
Great movie.
Imagine pausing for fucking 25 seconds and being like, you know, I'm thinking about The Princess Bride right now. I'm thinking about Mandy Patinkin's ass right now.
It's annoying to me because I know that he knows what he's doing. Because he read YouTube comments that said at some point, like, wow, it's really a sign of intelligence that he just takes as much time as he needs to formulate an answer. Which, like, yes.
And he's just scrolling through movie quotes.
Just.
fucking nope, not Wedding Crashers.
But I wish he had done that. Ride? I wish he had done Wedding Crashers instead. You know, it reminds me of something that.
Somebody stop wait. Me.
Yeah. Reminds me of a quote from a movie from 1994. I believe it's Jim Carrey. He's wearing a mask and he said, he says, somebody stop me. And and nobody could. See, because he was all powerful. I don't know. Fuck. Jesus Christ. But
and if I could just quote the mask one more time, smoking.
Smoky.
Well, that's the thing. He did. Okay, well, let's let him.
Well, wait. I got to say, his thing is that he's so self-important. I get it, brother. If I were the wealthiest man in the world, I'd be tweeting shit too. But I would hope that I would have something more.
Would you
I don't know.
Because we have proof that. This is not what you have to do. There were many richest men in the world before
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's true.
And no one was like, I'm going absolutely nuts. I just gotta tweet out weird racist dog whistles.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, if you have some, I can't quite put my finger on it. It's like, my brother in Christ, you do not need to let the world know what you think about George Soros so eloquently in George Soros' Magneto. Great fucking sick burn. It's free speech. I can say whatever I want. Yes, nobody is denying that. The question is, if you are running these businesses that you are the public face of, and it is now proof that your shitty reputation is harming sales, like, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah.
Butt buddy, butt clown.
Also, to be clear, I don't give a fuck about George Soros. Like, we are not like
me either.
Poor George Soros. It's just like, I don't know. If you're going to criticize him, at least talk about how you don't think billionaires should be spending all their money and controlling.
Well, we'll get there. All right, the rest policy. Of this. What else does he say? I don't care.
Where he confronts the person who killed his father. And he says... offer me money. offer me power, I don't care.
He also gets the line wrong.
See, you just don't care.
Like, that's not the line.
You want to share what you have to say?
I'll say what I want to say, and if the consequence of that is losing money, so be it.
Truly a 13-year-old boy.
Okay.
It's like nobody's telling any of these fuckers that they can't... Nobody's throwing you in jail, man. Nobody's... God damn. They're so stupid.
If anything, a lot of people are like, that was the worst thing. I've been
watching.
Yeah, like,
they're getting applause for it.
I fucking watched Steven Crowder's dumbass talk about it.
In reference to this?
He loved it.
Mm. I mean, what's the old adage? Who you are is who you hang out with? Something like that? I saw it on Popsicle Stick.
You lie with dogs, you get fleas?
Who gets fleas?
If you lie with dogs, you get fleas.
Sure, something like that. Something along those lines. Who are the people? Who are the ilk? Who are his ilk? Who likes him?
I don't know if he hangs out with Steven Crowder.
I'm sure that...
What? You think they hang?
They all love to praise him now. Everything is... He contributes to the very problem he claims to be so against, which is the cultural divide, the culture wars, and all this shit. It's like, dude, you're doing exactly that. All right.
Wait. I want to get to the part where he talks about.
Let's do it.
Yeah, the shooter.
I mean, when you link to somebody mm-hmm. who's talking about the guy who killed children in a mall in Allen, Texas, and you say something like it might be a bad psyop. I'm not quite sure what you meant, but.
Oh, in that particular case, there was it was, I think, incorrectly ascribed to be a white supremacist action. And the evidence for that was some obscure Russian website that no one's ever heard of that had no followers. And the company that found this is Bellingcat.
Right.
And do you know what Bellingcat does? PsyOps.
Right. I couldn't really even follow exactly what it was you were trying to express there, so that's in part why I was curious.
I'm saying that I thought the ascribing it to white supremacy was bullshit.
Okay.
And that the information for...
Okay, wait, pause it for one second. He's not wrong about the Bellingcat thing, but the reason that it was assumed he was a white supremacist. Do you know why?
Because he had white... He had Nazi tattoos?
He had a giant swastika tattooed on his chest. He had SS tattooed on his bicep. And he had other Nazi symbols on his hands.
Yeah.
So, okay, maybe it'll be debunked. But, like, usually when people have a swastika tattooed on themselves, it's safe to assume.
Yeah, I would say so.
And then when it's coupled with an SS and other Nazi insignia, it's like... We're pretty close. So let's see how the anchor
handles
this.
I came from an obscure Russian website and was somehow magically found by Bellingcat, which is a company that does PsyOps.
And there's no proof, by the way, that he was not.
There's no. I would say that there's no proof that he is.
Now he's going to bring up the photo,
and that's
right?
That's a debate you want to get into
nope,
on Twitter.
You dumb fuck.
Yes.
Useless.
Because we should not be ascribing things to white supremacy if it's false.
Useless motherfucker.
All right. I mean, I guess that's what he cares about. Okay. Then he thinks that he said that he thinks working from home is bullshit. And this fucking part was crazy, man. Listen to what he says here.
I will say,
no. He calls it morally wrong.
Right. Okay. That was. I agree with him on some of it. Like, I think it's impossible. I think people should be able to work from home in circumstances, but. It's impossible to say that you're not losing out on some things when you're working from home.
Sure.
But yeah, the morally wrong thing is, all right, well, let's just watch.
Fucking bananas.
Look, I'm a big believer that people need to, are more productive when they're in person. And really, man, the whole sort of work from home thing, it's like, I think it's... Look, there are some exceptions, but I kind of think that the whole notion of work from home is a bit like the fake Marie Antoinette quote, "Let them eat cake." Mm-hmm. It's like really, you're going to work from home and you're going to make everyone else who made your car come work to the work in the factory. You're going to make the people who make your food that gets delivered, that they can't work from home. The people that come fix your house, they can't work from home, but you can. Does that seem morally right? That's messed up.
You see it as a okay. moral issue?
Everyone should suffer.
That it's certain jobs by yeah, necessity right. need to be done. You can't remotely work on someone's fucking house or build a car.
You should be able to build the car from your house, though.
You should.
Give them all the parts.
Cook via drone or something. Have the chefs do that. Fuck it. It's, God, what a moron. What a fucking
moron. So he's
moron.
Got,
what
this
a
is,
terrible false equivalent.
This is Elon having solidarity with workers.
Then he was talking about why he's the reason why OpenAI exists, which is true. It's just it's just yet another symptom of Elon's ego that he's got to be the main character. He's the reason why the coolest. He's pissed off because he is no longer involved with the big hot cool new thing. He is essentially, and he walked away from it. He funded it. He came, as he says, he came up with the name for it, OpenAI.
Because he said the whole thing was getting a little gay.
He said that?
No.
Oh.
What? He said, next thing I know, this AI is going to be drinking Bud Light.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Like that?
I like that. That was pretty good. So now we don't even need to play this clip because it's 5 minutes, but of course now he's starting his own AI project, and he was saying that Tesla's AI is so advanced, it's scary, and once again, it's just around the corner.
Yeah.
It's always just around the corner.
The robots can pick stuff up now.
The robots can pick stuff up.
And go up a stair.
He went on to say that China and America are like, he called them conjoined twins. Instead of conjoined,
his South African
silly South African accent, and that he thinks that the Fed acts with too much latency. And I agree with that. They were too slow to raise rates, and they are going to be too slow to cut them. But let's get into George Soros, shall we?
Oh, wait. Just before we do.
What?
What? The real line from that.
Princess Bride?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
Is that. What if, now I'm gonna fuck it up, but it's basically like, I want my father back.
Yeah,
and I think it's funny that was the line he reached for. You know,
you can give he's me got a, power he's, or money. I don't want it.
He's got a. He's clearly got a complicated relationship with his daddy.
Yeah,
and maybe this is all the result of that. Just give him his daddy back.
It's all. Everybody's got daddy issues, man. Everybody's got them. You, me, Elon. Elon's daddy.
Elon's
Trump,
daddy.
Trump yeah. Jr.
We got to break the cycle.
We got to break the generational trauma. Only Elon Musk can do it. He's going to invent the X Everything app is also going to have fucking therapy or some shit. I don't know.
It'll have an AI of your dad that says nice things.
All right. So George Soros.
Yeah, you wanted to look into George Soros.
As we said, wait, let's click those Twitter links. The Soros Fund sold all $16 million worth of shares, and he immediately took to Twitter to say, Soros reminds me of Magneto. And then he sarcastically, just a few hours ago, said, I'd like to apologize for this post, and then said it was really unfair to Magneto. Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Epic.
That was an epic win,
epic.
Sir.
Epic. but oh, the real, he really doubled down when that guy, Brian Krasenstein, responded to him.
Yeah. Was it this one?
Yeah. Scroll up for a second. He said, fun fact, Magneto's experiences during the Holocaust as a survivor shaped his perspective as well as his depth and empathy. Soros, also a Holocaust survivor, gets attacked nonstop for his good intentions, which some Americans think are bad, merely because they disagree with this.
His political affiliation.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
That was his...
Yeah, then what's his name responded?
We'll just go...
King Shit of Fuck Mountain responded... You assume that they are good intentions. They are not. He wants to erode the very fabric of civilization. Soros hates humanity. Really? Really, man? You think he hates humanity? You think he wants to erode the very fabric of civilization? Guess what? He's part of civilization. Are you saying he's suicidal? He wants to just do Jewish Jihad on...
Jewish Jihad was my high school's band name.
That's a pretty cool name, yeah. Actually. Jewish Jihad.
Thank you for coming. We are Jewish Jihad. What the hell are you about?
Well, yeah. So let's get into who George Soros is.
Well, because it is interesting. These guys love to go after Soros, but they don't pick some of these other billionaires who like to do similar things, but in a quite the opposite vein, right? In a right-wing
I think it's because Soros...
You know, they don't go after... Coke. I don't know if I've ever heard Elon Musk talk about the Koch brothers.
No, of course.
Or
they talk about Bill Gates,
right?
Not Jeff Bezos. Not I don't. I couldn't even name another one. I don't know. Well, so let's get into it. I think also just real fast, Soros's name sounds very. It sounds like an evil villain name.
You're saying that because it sounds Greek a little bit, which is fucked up.
He's not Greek.
No, I know, but it sounds a little, the OS on the end, you were...
It does. It sounds like...
You have so much pent-up resentment against me that you just...
Against Greeks? You heard, brother, I love feta cheese. Even though it upsets my tummy, I will eat it every time it's in front of me.
Okay.
I love Kalamata olives and the rest. Whatever else is in a Greek salad, I eat it up to the last bite. The way too big chunks of tomato, I eat it. Don't cut them smaller, please. Give me just a whole quarter of a tomato. I'll just try to do it with my fork, and then it'll splatter everywhere.
You're walking on a thin line.
It's delicious. I'll eat the whole bite of tomato.
There you go.
So he's a Hungarian Holocaust survivor. He started a hedge fund, and he was made... I think the first big thing that he did that made him famous was he broke the Bank of England, quote unquote, because he shorted the pound with like $10 billion worth. He shorted $10 billion worth of sterling of the pound and made $1 billion. And you know who was his partner during that?
Stan Druckenmiller.
Stan Druckenmiller. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And he's just from... Like it dates. It was very interesting reading into this guy. This quote from Business Insider sums it up well. For two decades, some have seen Soros as a kind of puppet master secretly controlling the global economy and politics. What I did not know is that he has donated over $32 billion to charitable progressive.
That's pretty on par for a billionaire.
$32 billion?
How much money do you think Bill Gates has given away?
That's a good point. Yeah, probably. I don't know. Do you know? 50?
It's fucking. And it's a ton of money.
Well, he's got this thing called the Open
They're
Society.
They're all tax write offs and put it. Yeah. It all goes into the Gates Foundation. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what I find odd. I don't. You know, his spending habits don't seem particularly.
Yeah, nefarious.
Well, or that different from other. Billionaires. I mean, yeah. Maybe he spends more on political things. And that was, so he is probably very affected from his upbringing in, you know, Nazi-occupied Hungary. And then, so at the end of the Cold War, he started spending heavily on, he spent millions funding institutions in post-communist societies, most notably his native Hungary, designed to ease the transition away from communism and strengthen democracy's foundations. But his first real foray in U.S. politics was during the Bush years. He got in 2004 when everyone was losing their mind. That was the first time I heard people saying, if this president gets reelected, I'll leave the country.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
I do remember those.
And no one ever fucking left, you pussies. Go.
And that was around the time when American conservatives started picking up on the thread of going after Soros. And apparently Bill O'Reilly was one of the first. He did this several minutes. He did a whole segment on him and he called him off the charts dangerous. Like, Jesus Christ. Have you seen, by the way, if you don't know what George Soros looks like, picture a melted baby.
Jesus, Ben.
He looks like a melted baby. He really does. But there is such a long history of people going after him. I don't know if you folks know this, but he was behind the 2017 Women's March. He funds Snopes, the fact-checking website. He funded gun control activism after Marjorie Stoneman's shootings. After the Marjorie Stoneman shooting, he funded the October 2018 Central American immigrant caravans, the protests against Brett Kavanaugh. Trump even tweeted that he was behind those. And
yeah,
most
he really got big in the Obama years.
Yes. He funded the George Floyd protests.
No, but when you say, what do you mean like funded?
No,
you
make it exactly. What okay. are they fucking talking about? The hired the paid protesters?
Okay.
It's all this.
Oh, you're saying that's what they're saying.
That's what they're crediting.
Right. It's all paid protest. Every time people are out in the streets because George Soros is personally depositing money into their accounts.
Yeah.
Right.
2016, the Panama Papers come out and the Icelandic prime minister got ousted. Who does he blame?
George Soros.
George Soros. He bankrolled the opposition, even though George Soros was also implicated in the Panama Papers.
We love it.
We got the president of Azerbaijan during the 2018 Armenian Revolution said that it was just, quote, another provocation by Soros and his entourage. Then Erdogan in November of 2018, speaking about political purges in Turkey, quote, the famous Hungarian Jew Soros. This is a man who assigns people to divide nations and shatter them. You know, for an old melted baby, he's really spry. He's really on it. He's got his fingers in everything.
I don't know if being an old melted baby gets you off the hook for... There are plenty of old melted babies doing quite...
That's true.
Quite a number on the world.
Yeah.
Well, the Koch brothers would be old melted baby at this point.
That's right, because there's only one left. Fuck. You got the 2022 Brazilian election. This guy, Ciro Gomes, the candidate for the Democratic Labor Party, claimed that the Socialism and Liberty Party was funded by Soros. This lawyer was on Fox News in November 2019, said that Soros, quote, controls a very large part of the career foreign service of the United States State Department and also controls activities of FBI agents overseas who work for NGOs. And then when he was forced to retract, the same guy then suggested, well, I guess Fox News is also controlled by Soros. He's just fucking everywhere. But
why? Like, I mean, there's not...
Yeah, to what end?
No, but it makes total sense why this is happening, right? There's not a ton of billionaires who are... And I don't think he's super left-wing or anything. He seems to be more progressive than the average billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, like, backing fucking John Kerry or Barack Obama is like, oh my God, this left-wing fucking... I don't know. But so they go after this guy because they want to discredit anything he's a part of. Like, he's got a lot of money to spread to Democratic issues,
right,
liberal issues. And so they just go, the amount of dog whistles you hear, like foreign born when they describe him.
Yeah.
They talk about the Glenn Beck. He did a whole show on him. Basically a primetime conspiracy theory hour focused its fire on Soros. 2010 three-part special titled Exposing George Soros, the Puppet Master? ? Beck accused Soros of being the secret hand behind a slew of coups and revolutions in the former Eastern Bloc. So what is his target now? Us, America, Beck told his viewers.
So that brings me to what I wanted to say earlier, which is that just because you're Jewish doesn't mean that you're above criticism and you're a Jewish guy in power. I mean, that's where it gets tricky, right? Because this David Sacks tweet, if toward the bottom there, David Sacks, is he a billionaire, David Sacks?
I don't know.
He's this investor douchebag guy, and he tweeted this. He said, George Soros has been so uniquely destructive to law and order in American cities that there's a name for the carnage he's wrought, Soros DAs. His organization described its strategy to Politico in a 2016 article. It would change the law not by going through legislatures, but rather by buying underfunded DA elections. His DAs would then change the law through the abuse of prosecutorial discretion.
He does fund these. For example, high profile right now,
Bragg?
Yes, Alvin Bragg.
The guy who indicted Donald Trump.
Yes, he did fund his election.
And the GOP...
I shouldn't say fund. Donated. It wasn't completely funded
thing.
By.
And then everybody on the GOP, DeSantis, Abbott, Gozer, Vance, they're all saying that he was bought and paid for.
But you also need to look at who the opponents are funded by as well. Like, no one's.
Sure.
Yeah.
So But David Sachs here says Soros sought to have an outsized impact on public policy. He should not be immune from criticism. I agree. In any other context, the influence of money in politics would be a legitimate topic of conversation. Yeah, fully. Indeed, it is highly appropriate in a democracy to recognize when a special interest has subverted the public interest. That's what we've been saying, my guy.
Right. The whole thing is...
Let's get rid of it all.
The whole thing is it's fine if my guys are doing
yes.
it, but it's not fine if that guy's doing it.
Yeah. Guess who replied to that tweet?
Elon Musk.
Good guess. He said, perfectly said, among other things, Soros has astutely identified a massive arbitrage opportunity in district attorney elections where a relatively small amount of money has outsized influence. Soros's instructions to his pet prosecutors were essentially to minimize prosecuting even violent criminals. That's why a criminal, someone who had already stabbed his roommate, could brutally assault Dave Chappelle on stage with that same deadly weapon and yet receive merely a misdemeanor. So... what are they getting at? They're basically, Soros's own people said exactly in that Politico article, they were saying what their goal was. They realized that they could influence things and affect positive change, progressive policies, by getting really, really down into the micro of it. DA elections
yeah.
that nobody thinks about. Because otherwise, there were many, it was like 85% of...
But that's not like a fucking... That's not like a genius mastermind plan.
Of course.
Like, local politics have been talking about that very thing with very little funding at all.
Right.
And small dollar donations, you can make a big change.
But the majority of them are white, and a surprising amount of them would run unopposed. So their strategy was to, and for very relatively low amounts of money, all things considered, they can fund these people's elections. See, I'm almost saying it too. They can buy these elections and have these people put into place. And I think the problem that people run into, and David Sachs is a perfect example, is it's not like these progressive politicians' end goal is to fully disrupt and destroy society. I think... obviously, their intentions are good. It's criminal justice reform.
Oh, see, I disagree.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm not joking.
No.
Like, I think this is all bad, and I really wish Elon, like, if they were going to talk about this, I wish they were talking about how billionaires should not be, like, puppet masters is not that crazy to think about
sure.
billionaires influencing our system.
Right.
But instead, he's taking, like, a weird right-wing talking point and
yeah.
just, like, rehashing it and going, like, Soros funded, and it's like, oh,
yeah.
wow, dude, that's so... And it's the same thing where people think he's, like, talking to them, standing up for them because he's, like, shouting at a billionaire or whatever. It's like, dude, you're just doing the same fucking bullshit. You're just recycling this fucking tired-ass shit.
Right.
And if you really had any, like... if he actually believed in any of the stuff they're talking about how, like... they shouldn't be funding these things. He'd be pointing the finger at himself and all his fucking friends and all these fucking people who are involved in it.
Right.
Instead, it's just like, look at this one guy who's been famously... The whole thing is so predictable. I mean, even the Linda Yaccarino hiring, it's like she was a Trump appointee. You know,
she was a Trump appointee to the Ad Council.
Yeah. It's like, but she's got the same views as him. She, that you know, people have been digging through her likes. Like, mm-hmm. whatever. You liking shit does not mean you can't. It's fine. But mm-hmm. it's just like, he's clearly signaling what he means when they're talking about free speech.
Sure. But what I'm saying is that when you look at the state of San Francisco, which is famously not doing too well, and there are a lot of people living on the streets and a lot of people with mental health issues, and there's a lot of crime and stuff, they point to the district attorneys that were bought and paid for, quote unquote, by Soros and the likes of Soros as being evidence that that's what they want. They want to destroy society by like just letting criminals run free. But
oh, I mean, the shit they're talking about with like Chesa Boudin and shit,
yeah.
they fucking recalled them. And now like all the same stuff they're talking about is still going on.
Yeah. So I just want to share this quote from the Politico article. His money has supported African-American and Hispanic candidates for these powerful local roles, all of whom ran on platforms sharing major goals of Soros's, like reducing racial disparities in sentencing and directing some drug offenders to diversion programs instead of to trial. So, I don't know. I feel like their hearts are in the right place. Soros, I don't fucking know. Like, these district attorneys.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, there's...
Just because something doesn't work the way that they hope for it, doesn't mean that they're doing it on purpose.
But that doesn't mean it doesn't work. Because someone dies, it's very easy to discredit these things because you can look at one instance and it's obviously very tragic, right? Someone's died, someone's been let out and whatever. But
someone tried to stab
you're not looking at high profile case. Mm-hmm. You get to go on to TV, go on to the internet, say, look, this is what they want to turn your city into. They want to make it dangerous for you. Think about your family, your kids, blah, blah. But no one's ever pointing out stats. No one's ever saying, yeah, someone died, but crime is down.
Yeah.
So it's the easiest thing in the world to discredit.
Well, we are definitely open for Soros money. If he wants to send us a check.
I mean, I'll fucking take Coke money. I'll take
any money.
If they're handing
it
out.
Green, baby. It smells the same. I'll fucking take it, man. Am I right?
If it's got U.S. presidents on it.
Even Elon's money.
I'll actually take euros, too. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. The dollar.
So, if you're listening, Macron, or however you fucking say it,
Macron. Let's look at some of Elon's weird tweets too. While we're at it, just these responses that he loves to do.
Well, I feel like we already talked about him. We've mentioned this.
I guess
already.
He just responds.
They all know about
with one word things. There's this guy talking about black on black crime and stuff, and Elon just replies, "Interesting." And they're all.
I don't need to describe every tweet.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Well, for the audio listener, you know. Yeah. Here's another semi-racial meme, and he just. What did he say? Accurate. All right. Do we want to play the Iron Man thing?
No, let's move on. Let's talk. Let's move on. Let's do the AI.
We don't have very much time.
Should we talk about
the girlfriend? AI girlfriend we're working on.
Or should we do Sam Altman?
Yeah, let's talk about Sam Altman.
Because Sam Altman...
Another Jew. Another powerful, rich Jew. Huh, curious.
Mr. Altman goes to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Congressional hearings with Mr. Altman.
Who is is he the CEO of
founder
OpenAI?
Of OpenAI.
Yeah. Actually, Elon's the founder. Right. Let's get it straight.
And he'll fucking sue you to make sure that it's... Yeah.
It was my idea.
Yeah, but... did you look into it at all or listen to any of it?
I got snippets of it. Yeah,
I will say it was a bit different than the other one. So a lot of these things when they haul tech people down to Congress, it's, you know, you guys have seen the clips where
they get
it's a like,
spanking.
No, not at all. They end up going, how do I unlike my nephew's picture?
Oh yeah,
can you change my Wi-Fi? But. Some of them seemed kind of prepared. The Senator Richard Blumenthal opened the hearings with his opening statements, which he later revealed
were written by AI.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And my question would be, who taught 77-year-old ass Richard Blumenthal?
One of his staffers.
I know. But so they seem to have come prepared. There was someone made a comment that we don't want to. We don't want the same thing that happened with social media to happen. You know, the whole social media thing got away with us. Want to make sure we're on top.
Now we can't rein it in because the donors from Meta and Google and
now
the
it's
like
all
are
over
too
the
much.
Goddamn place.
They give us too much money for us to go
fuck
after.
Fuck is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And your girl.
My girl.
She had a very pointed question. Did you see her?
Who's my girl?
Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, fucking Walking
no,
Death.
Because you were making fun of her.
Yeah.
And she. Here, I have it. No, she said. She said.
It's my impression of Dianne Feinstein.
Help me.
Which, so I guess Mr. Altman didn't really have a retort for that.
Yeah,
one.
Ma'am, I don't know what you're saying, but you look.
You kind
at
of stepped
that,
on my joke, but it's.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know, but you kind of already were doing the.
Well, he did. One interesting thing I found that Sam Altman said was he proposed that there should be government licensing.
Right, well,
for people who want to create AI so that it doesn't run rampant.
It's also very different in the sense that usually when they're getting hauled down, there are tech people are saying, oh, you guys have no understanding of this. Get the fuck out of our way. Sam Altman is saying he wants regulation. He's saying, I quote, I think if this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong. And we want to be vocal about that. We want to work with the government to prevent that from happening.
Right.
So he presented, he's got a little bit of a 3-point plan here. And just to be, so the Biden administration has been taking comments about AI regulation. The EU is, I think, putting out something soon. China has put something out very quickly because they want to make sure that any AI models adhere to their, they have a, I don't know if you've heard, but they have a pretty strict regime over there. They want to make sure it doesn't speak ill of the CCP or anything. But so he thinks the US government should regulate companies like his, and he laid out a 3-point plan. He wants to form a new government agency charged with licensing large AI models and empower it to revoke that license for companies whose models don't comply with government standards.
Love it.
Create a set of safety standards for AI models, including evaluations of their dangerous capabilities. For instance, models would have to pass certain tests for safety, such as whether they could self-replicate and exfiltrate into the wild, that is, to go rogue and start acting on their own. Require independent audits by independent experts of the model's performance on various metrics.
All told, that sounds like it should take the government about 50 years to implement, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's and one of the things that was noticeably absent was in the hearing, he was with Christina Montgomery, IBM's chief privacy and trust officer, and Gary Marcus, a well-known professor and frequent critic of AI technology. Hmm. And Gary Marcus wants a transparency around all this training data and everything, but that is not included in any of Sam Altman's proposals.
Interesting. And it is interesting also to note that, and I think this is part of why he's so freely calling for these government licensing and restrictions like that, is because he revealed he doesn't, because one of these Congress guys is looking at him going, how much money do you make, sir? He said only enough to cover his health insurance, and that he also does not have any equity in OpenAI.
I don't buy it.
You don't believe so? You can't lie about that. He's under oath.
I know.
He swore to God in the Bible.
Well, so he says he doesn't have any equity in OpenAI, right? But it's like, I don't know. I was trying to look into it.
He's already independently wealthy. He's been a tech guy and an investor.
Right. He has like hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. Nobody knows how much he's worth.
From his days at Y Combinator.
Yeah. Invested in Airbnb and Uber and all that shit.
Also, I mean, who knows how it's structured? They got a huge investment from Microsoft.
Sure. Maybe they gave him stock in Microsoft.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he's like, well, I don't hold any holdings in AI, in ChatGPT or OpenAI.
Even then, the fact that he's calling and they're getting ahead of it, and he is owning up to the fact that it can and might become dangerous or get out of hand is good. I think that that's responsible. I would like to see a lot more.
I don't understand how it could even possibly be regulated.
I don't get it either.
You're gonna shut people's. How are you gonna
it
shut
it sounds
people's
akin
operations?
To shutting off the internet.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you can't do it. How are you gonna? Yeah.
And so.
Too late.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I also don't. I don't know. We all remember another Sam who said he was all doing it for the good of humanity with his new tech company. Are you serious?
Sam.
Bankman-Fried?
Oh, yeah, SBF. I only know him from his acronym, SBF. Yeah, Curly Q.
Yeah, I don't know. I can envision Sam Altman in a Bahamian jail in a couple of years.
Oh, remember that joke I made about how the Bahamian police sirens are just steel drums?
Yeah.
I just remembered that. It was great. Great joke. Like a world-class joke.
In your head, there's just people chanting, Ben, 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 Ben.
Should we wrap it up, or should I do a quick little market update? What do you think?
Whatever you want to do.
Let's wrap it up.
You want me to wrap it up?
Yeah, everyone.
Fuck! Die. Fuck. Well, okay. Fuck. It's okay. I'm kidding.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you good?
I feel bad.
Why?
I don't think we did good.
You don't think we did good? I feel like this was a fucking banger.
Do you?
Yeah. Luke, what do you think? Banger or not banger?
I thought it was a good episode.
Okay, that's not what I asked. I asked banger or not banger.
He gave you what you wanted and he didn't say banger. That means not banger.
That means not banger, dude.
Also, I don't think people say banger anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to say banger.
I don't even say it. I was trying to speak the kids' language.
What's the opposite of mid?
I don't know, treble. It's a little audio joke.
What is good? What's good? What do they say?
I don't know. What's good with you? Well, if you made it to this far in the episode,
you're sick.
You're a fucking psychopath.
You're sick.
But you just got those absolute gems. And also, let us know in the comments, please, for the love of sweet Christ, he's bleeding on the cross.
Oh, but nice things only, please. He was joking.
No, bad things. Bad things.
Fuck, I can't take it. I can't. Don't do it.
We're going to go suck each other off in After Hours, and you can only watch it if you
if you know where to get it.
If you know where to get it. Not going to tell you. You know where. But you know.
Okay. Now, this one's actually in a different location.
Yeah, we're going to put it somewhere else.
So if you want.
Try to find. It's at lizards.com. No, but that is a fun. Everybody go to lizards.com. It's
if you want to see us sucking each other off.
Yeah, if you want to see it. lizards.com. Okay. So long, everybody.
Bye. We love you.
This week on After Hours.
Keep your fucking cigarettes in your goddamn car.
We love a laid-back king who loses his temper over littering. Uh-oh. Whoop.
What is that?
You're revealing personal information.
Oh, man. Damn it. This is going to be called the secret episode. The secretive episode.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.